Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. As the sun's relentless glare scorches the cracked earth, a truth dawns on the survivors of a world that once thrived on abundance. Energy is the new currency. In the wake of a civilization that flickered out like a faltering bulb, solar tides illuminates the currents of resistance, carving through the despair of a power-starved society. Electricity, once a testament to human progress, is now an echoing memory in vast swaths of the globe. Amid the collapse, communities have turned their faces skyward, harnessing the sun's fury, not just out of innovation, but necessity. However, the transition is fraught with political upheaval, economic disparity, and technological warfare in an era where entropy seems like a merciful fate. Drawing parallels with our recent scrutiny of the failing power grids in Electric Dusk, this sneering dystopia casts a shadow over our current emergencies. While in the past, the night fell indiscriminately on rich and poor, however, solar technology, seen as a beacon of autonomy and sustainability, has morphed into a divisive luxury rather than a universal remedy. As governments tumble and corporations rise to fill power vacuums, skirmishes erupt over territories that can sustain solar farms. The world witnesses an ironical twist. Renewable energy, once the symbol of unity against climate change, now feeds into a treacherous dance of domination. As one energy tycoon candidly puts it, the green wars are not waged for the earth, they're fought over the right to harness her last breaths. Microgrids offer a glimmer of resistance, their presence growing as defiant heartbeats in a flatlining world. These small-scale power networks operate independently, a stark contrast to the centralized behemoths of yesterday. What they lack in scale, they make up with resilience and communal spirit, often reinstating power to places long forgotten by posturing politicians. In the midst of this tumultuous transition, individuals rise like mythical titans, crafting solutions from the wreckage. Ingenious souls refit old technologies, creating wind and pedal-powered dynamos that speak to our inherent will to endure. Families gather around DIY solar ovens, and children strain their eyes at night with the flickering hope of solar-powered lanterns. Though these actions might seem like whispers against a storm, they are the essence of revolution. The stark disparity of solar haves and have-nots is a story that unfolds daily amidst the ruins. While some barricade themselves behind gleaming photovoltaic panels, others navigate the shadows of their absence. The juxtaposition is bitter. Technology supposed to draw us together now underscores the chasms torn by deprivation and greed. No longer a mere environmental concern, the battle for energy has seeped into the very core of societal survival. The market for black market photovoltaics, stealthy battery shipments, and pirated power technologies thrives, offering a surreal take on supply and demand in a world gone dark. Here, the cost of power runs beyond currency. It's measured in the lengths one will go to ensure a light stays on come nightfall. Yet, in this grim dance of disparity and struggle, innovation does not cease. The chorus of hope might be hushed, but it persists in the endeavors of those who refuse to accept darkness as destiny. Community-run sustainability programs, governments finally grasping the lifeline renewables offer, and the global dialogue that continues despite the cacophony, these are the true solar tides that might yet turn the tide of this dystopian narrative. A deep reflection on our present societal systems, energy reliance, and environmental legacy, solar tides implores us to question, in a world starved of power, what does it truly mean to be empowered? And can the currents of resistance, persistent and often unseen, carve a pathway thrumming not with the greed for energy, but the energy of hope?